Today we'll be'ezah Hashem be learning Daf Chav Zayin Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So my topics we're learning about today include a continuation of the various laws of the actual Shofar used to perform the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, clarification of the use of trumpets together with the Shofar, and that this was only performed in the Beis HaMikdash, a reference to the famous machlokes of whether the world was created at the beginning of the month of Tishrei or Nisan. Some of the key topics and concepts we're learning about include Tekiyah Shofar. It is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, and one of the focal points of Rosh Hashanah, to sound the shofar, the ram's horn, during the day of Rosh Hashanah. This is learned from the pasuk Yem Teruah Yilechem, as well as from the pasuk Zichron Teruah. Chatzaitzvahs, there is a mitzvah to sound trumpets to rouse the tzibur at times of trouble and distress, as the pasuk says, V'chisavayu mulchama ba'artzchem al hatzar hatzar yaschem v'ariyasim v'chatzaitzvahs. Our Gemara discusses additional trumpets that were added to the shofar blowing ceremony in the Beis HaMikdash. B'tishrei nivra ha'olam. There is a machlokes tanoim regarding when the world was created. Yeshua holds that Hashem created the world and the celestial bodies in Nisan, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that the world was created in Tishrei. There are a number of practical differences between these two opinions in halacha, as well as in calculations of the lunar year and the solar year. Trei kolei le'mishtamin. Generally speaking, people cannot clearly hear two sounds which are being emitted simultaneously. This too has several ramifications, as in our Gemara, which questions how the sound of the shofar can be heard at the same time as the sounding of the trumpets.